19 minutes after 7 a.m. Roger, we still sounding good on the air?
You sound great, man.
Hey, we do all this ad lib. We're broadcasting live from Tallahassee, Florida. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson's back in the studios. We're broadcasting live from the Sachs Media Group. State Representative Kerry Pigman, House District 55. It's Highlands, Okeechobee. Oh, man, we're talking off the air. You and I are both, I mean, we're outdoorsmen. I mean, I like to bike ride. I have to exercise every day walking. I prefer it without a lot of the city climate out there. St. Lucie County's and some of the best bass fishing you represent.
Lake Okeechobee is wonderful. It's great fishing, great bicycling down there, too.
All right, Roger, how is levels? His levels sound good, too?
He sounds pretty good, but maybe a little closer to the mic, but everything sounds good.
Oh, there we go. I got his mic turned up. Their health care is a big issue. We see the poll numbers all around. Tell the audience what type of bill, again, as we're meeting this week, the first week of session, tell us everybody the bill that you're sponsoring and what's going on with consumer choice and all of this.
I tell you what, people talk about reducing the cost of health care, but really you need to get into health care to find out where costs are to reduce. I mean, that makes sense. But for me, it's about access to care. And we have a primary care shortage in Florida, actually have a primary care provider shortage across the United States. And my bill, 607, would allow advanced practice registered nurses to practice without supervision after they've gone through a couple years of a supervised practice. Because I would submit to you, the current circumstance where they have to be supervised by a physician, especially an experienced advanced practice registered nurse, it takes time and it takes money. And those are two things that if we could remove would allow more patients to be seen, a more efficient use of the nurse practitioner's time, a more efficient use of the physician's time. And we've got 30 other states that allow unsupervised practice, and there's the same outcomes. There's good outcomes. There's no evidence of harm. So what I would submit to you is if there's no harm, let's not spend that money and time.
Representative Pigman, this story for years as a reporter in Florida, this is it's not a news story, but it's really been under the radar. I know we've done some articles at Florida Daily, and what you've said, the primary shortage has taken place. Is this, as one doctor told me who didn't mind this, he says, we don't need any more babysitters these days. Is that an interesting analysis, or am I wrong?
That's exactly correct. If you talk to the doctors in the trenches, which is probably not a right term, boots on ground, whatever term you want to use, we doctors are so busy.
And by the way, you're a physician for the audience.
I'm an emergency medicine physician in Sebring and Lake Placid. We're so busy just seeing the patients that we're trying to see. There's more work to go around than there are people to give it. And what we see is we just need more people involved. We'd like to have more doctors involved. But when we have skilled advanced practice registered nurses, we want them involved too.
What has set this regulation? Is this a more of a hospital recommendation, or is this a government thing going on?
You know, this is in Florida statutes. It's written into the statute that nurse practitioners must be supervised by a physician. It's a historic thing. Many states have evolved away from it for the same reasons I'm seeking, which is to enhance access to primary care. Florida is a little bit laggard in catching up, but this is the seventh year I've ran this bill. And I'm hoping to be successful this year.
Wait. Why? You've got a lot of guys here, Republican run, that would agree with you on this. We're talking about more choice, more care. Why has this bill been stalling then?
Well, it's always passed in the House by overwhelming numbers. It's always stalled in the Senate. And sometimes statewide organizations that represent professionals are a little more interested in protecting scope of practice, a little more interested in turf protection.
Right.
But when you get out to the doctors in the community, they go, look, I'm so busy, it doesn't matter to me. But for that reason, probably, Florida has been slow behind. It has a very active physician group, Florida Medical Association, Florida Osteopathic Medical Association, who oppose this philosophically. And what's ironic sometimes is some of their biggest critics, or some of our biggest critics, are the kinds of medical specialists who would never be impacted by this, who in fact might be beneficially impacted by more primary providers in the community who could refer a person who needs knee surgery, let's say.
We're talking with State Representative Kerry Pigman, who is the District 55. He's out of Highlands, Okeechobee, St. Lucie County. He's an emergency department physician. You're a doctor. Is it one of these, as you say, there's a turf war, but when you get into the opposition here, is at least, did it present a plausible debate on this, or is it just, again, as you say, it's a turf war?
Well, the arguments provided is that physicians have more formalized training, and there's merit to that. The argument is that it would somehow cheapen being a physician, and there's perhaps merit to that. But in my world, there's so much diabetes, there's so much hypertension, that needs basic care. I move beyond that. I've worked with nurse practitioners for decades. I've been a doctor for 37 years now. I've always been with advanced practice professionals, and we've always worked collegially. The notion that I supervise, you know, it would be like me working with a cardiologist. Yeah, I work with the cardiologist. He's the specialist, or she's the specialist in her field. But I don't have to have a signed agreement with that professional. I don't have to pay them a fee. They're not reviewing my charts, because that cardiologist needs to spend their time seeing heart patients. And I think the same example exists with the nurse practitioners.
Representative Pigman, would this lessen the weight? Let's say somebody who's like, I've been a type 2, but I'm pre-diabetic. I do a lot of exercising, known the metformin, none of that. But if you got to wait for the physician, but you have things where the nurses can help out, would it make your wait time go from, let's say, a week to maybe 2 or 3 days?
That's absolutely the goal. But it's actually more fundamental than that. If we can take better care of the type 2 diabetic early in the course of the illness, when it's relatively not complicated, perhaps we can avoid those complications later, like kidney failure, heart attack, and strokes, which I don't want to sound like I'm a bean counter, but I would much rather spend a little bit of money on the preventative end and early maintenance than pay for the rescue therapy later on. And what primary care does, whether you're a physician in primary care, nurse practitioner in primary care, is try to keep that early diabetic from developing the complications, early hypertensive, early congestive heart failure, early chronic obstructive lung disease. You pick the condition. That early care, I think, is critical. And that's what we miss in America.
Florida State Representative Kerry Pigman represents District 55. He is an emergency physician, department physician. He is in the studios with us as we're broadcasting live out of Tallahassee, Florida this morning. We've done it on this radio show, and the emails blow up. We get a lot of calls, but the emails really blow up. Do people realize there is there's a primary care shortage, a physician shortage, a nursing shortage. I mean, we've talked about this. How bad is it now compared to how bad it may get a few years down the road?
Right. Well, the demographics are such that it's only going to get more of a problem. Two things. We're having an increasing population, which is wonderful. We're having an aging population, which is also wonderful. If everyone died at age 50, we wouldn't have an access to healthcare problem. So the demographics are such that we're going to have an increasing need. Right now, we've got 32,000 nurse practitioners in Florida who are relatively constrained. If we could just modernize our attitude towards advanced practice registered nurses by allowing independent practice once they qualify for it, not only do we free up the time of the 32,000.
You're talking about deregulating a little bit. That's
Yes, I am, which is within
good.
My credo as a Republican.
I know.
In addition, we become an attractive state for nurse practitioners to migrate into, just like we're an attractive state for other professions to migrate into.
But the shortage is coming from the amount of people coming onto the system, is it because nurses, do they feel like they're being underpaid, or they just feel like a lot of times they're being handcuffed with some of the regulations which you're trying to deregulate?
It's really the latter, handcuffed. Okay. It is the time spent doing the documentation necessary to be supervised. And let's be frank, many of these nurse practitioners spend several thousand dollars a month for a physician to be their supervisor who never sees any of their patients.
Incredible.
Never looks at their records. It is a statutory requirement. And that's when I take off my doctor's hat and put on my politician's hat from my 55th district and my club card for Republicanism, that is what is anathema to me. That charge, that fee, that cost driver in the system, which does not give any benefit downstream. And you know, all costs in any processes are ultimately passed on to the consumer. And in
Correct.
This case, the consumer, you know, to the extent that we pay 41% of Medicaid, is coming out taxpayers of the state of Florida.
Have we had any idea where the governor's on this?
He's made a couple comments. I've not had a frank discussion with him. I think we have a ways to go to convince the president of the Senate and the governor to come on board.
You want to, as we all know for years as a journalist, you want the whole, as they say, enchilada. What do you think, with less than about 30 seconds left, where do you think this, at least measures of this bill, do you think can at least be passed?
I believe it can. I think I'm optimistic for this year. Speaker Oliva has been a powerful advocate for us. We have his weight behind us. We have the nurse practitioners behind us. We're pushing hard.
It's good to see you, man. We've covered you for years. Again, State Representative Kerry Pickman, District 55. Good to have you on today.
Come on down to Okeechobee.
I'm going to go do some bass fishing down there. You hold on. The Attorney General, Ashley Moody, is going to join us here in just a little bit. Ed Dean, broadcasting live from Tallahassee, Florida, along with Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB.